This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria G. Fuentes. Date of birth, April the 21st, 1961. Case ID number is 7120591. Date of exam, March the 12th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from El Milagro Clinic, dated 9/25/2023. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and depression / anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2016, where she was a packer for 15 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is working. She is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, hypertension, number three, hypercholesterolemia, and number four, depression / anxiety. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant's husband states that in 2016, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 5 pounds. The claimant states that she does have retinopathy, but has had no surgery for her eyes or laser. She denies having nephropathy or cardiovascular disease, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day, and it usually comes out between 130 to 250 milligrams / DL. Her last blood glucose level was 130 milligrams / DL. At the present time, she is on metformin, 800 milligrams, BID, glimepiride, 4 milligrams, QD, and on a low-carb diet. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but appears to be doing fairly well. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2007, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and midbrain headaches, along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have some mild nephropathy with a creatinine level of 0.65. Her blood pressure at this visit was 138 over 89 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is presently on lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 10 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams, one tablet QD, and appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2016, she was diagnosed with having a very high cholesterol level. She denies having a cerebral vascular accident, myocardial infarction, or peripheral vascular disease. She is presently on simvastatin, 10 milligrams POQD, and her physician has told her that she is well controlled with this medication. Allegation number four, depression / anxiety. The husband states that in 2016, the claimant started to suffer from severe depression and anxiety. Her affect has been flat, and she's had a very quiet voice and barely spoke at all. The claimant appears to be suffering from either a major depression or ischemic brain injury or a major psychiatric disorder. She was a very poor historian, and she did not respond very well to the questions that were posed to her. Her husband had to answer at least 80 to 90% of the interview questions. The claimant suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and decreased energy. The claimant states that most of the time she doesn't want to wake up in the morning and has a tendency to sleep quite a bit during the day. The claimant does not interact well with other people and appears to be isolated in her own world at this time. She was not very cooperative, but was pleasant, and she is not future-oriented and does not show any appropriate health-seeking behavior. Her husband states that she worked very hard for many years, and he feels that that affected her condition. Her mental status was decreased, and the claimant had poor cognitive function. She was well-kept and wearing casual attire. She was fairly cooperative, but did not interact at all. She had decreased eye contact and was alert. She was not oriented times four to place, time, situation, or person, and appeared to have a very low energy. Her attention and concentration was decreased. Her mannerisms and movements were flat. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, and her articulation, as well as her memory, was very poor. She was very slow to respond to any questions at all. Her thought processes do not appear to be normal at this time. She denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal thoughts and denies seeing shadows or hearing voices. She does have a history of poor health and may have a multi-infarct dementia versus some other kind of psychiatric or neurological problem. The family denies any substance abuse. She is presently on citalopram, 10 milligrams QD, and she is not working at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk 1.5 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 2 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and can write, comma, use a coffee cup with the right hand, comma, occasionally use a skillet and button her clothes. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or lift more than 1 or 2 pounds above her head. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses at home. She did not present with one at this office. Her physician is Dr. Socrates Gariegos. She is presently on Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, which she states does not give her any relief. Her physical activity is minimal. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, occasionally doing some light housework, comma, helping a little bit with the cooking and the laundry. She does not go out to the grocery store or do any other exercises at this time. The claimant does suffer from symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather and pain that she feels daily. The claimant might also be suffering from fibromyalgia. Family history. The father died at the age of 66 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother died at the age of 88 from Parkinson's disease. Medications. Metformin, 850 milligrams. BID. Glimepiride, 4 milligrams. QD. Lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 10 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. Cilatopran, 10 milligrams POQD. Simvastatin, 10 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hypertension, right hip pain, osteoarthritis, questionable fibromyalgia, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, left shoulder pain, hypercholesterolemia, major depression, anxiety, more likely a psychiatric disorder versus dementia, major surgery, C-section times 2, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 193 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 3 and a half inches tall. BP, 138 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate, 73 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 34. General. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She is not a reliable historian and appears to be suffering either from a major depressive episode / psychiatric disorder versus dementia, who presented to my office with her husband for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerectoris was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appeared to be grossly normal. However, the claimant did not lent herself in order for me to evaluate her very well and did not cooperate. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has poor dentition and has lost multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity. Was abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. The claimant did not present with any glasses. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times four and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent and her mood was flat for the time. She did not interact well with me or answer most of the questions. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor and she was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant appears to have a very poor cognitive function and may be suffering from dementia or a severe psychiatric disorder. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device, but she did have to cling on to her husband in order to ambulate. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romber sign appeared to be negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did appear to have tenderness in different parts of her body, especially her shoulders. She may also be suffering from fibromyalgia. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant was unable to flex her thoracic and lumbar spine, but was able to flex the cervical spine. She was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor and did not flex at all. There is decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, and the claimant did not cooperate in the ranges of motion. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, the claimant was unable to get up on the exam table to do a supine position of straight leg raise. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was able to flex at 100 degrees both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. She was unable to rise from a sitting position without assistance, and she was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She does not have an assisted device with her at this time, but she does have a cane at home and probably needs to use it more often. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +2/5 bilaterally. The claimant was unable to oppose, pinch, or make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2-12 appeared to be grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms, and the claimant appears to be suffering from fibromyalgia. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects or large objects. She does not speak well and may have difficulty also with hearing. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. However, the claimant may be suffering from fibromyalgia, dementia, or a major psychiatric disorder. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields but does have limitations in her visual acuity. She is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does appear to have cognitive decline and dysfunction, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to dementia, probable psychiatric disorder, decreased cognitive function, possible fibromyalgia, decreased vision, and decreased strength at this time. Probable diagnosis is diabetes mellitus dash being treated at this time. She is a non-insulin dependent type 2. There is no way of knowing whether she is controlled at this time, but she appears to be doing fairly well. Allegation number 2, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 138 over 89 mmHg, which is a fairly good reading. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia being treated at this time. She has been told that she is well controlled. Number 4, depression / anxiety. Confirm with psychiatric evaluation. The claimant appears to be also suffering from a major psychiatric disorder, possibly major depression and dementia. She also has decreased cognitive function and may be suffering from other major psychiatric disorders. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria G. Fuentes.